Okay. I think we're holding at the end of Perek Aleph. There was some unclarity about it. In case, even if we did it last time, it's not Chomesh of a Pesach. I sold it to a Goy of a Pesach, and you don't have to worry about it. It's okay. It's on page four. Perek Aleph was he's speaking here about the Mile of Klal Yisrael versus the Mile of Umas Olam. And the Neshama Kaisel has a special affinity for Ruchnis and so on. Now he's going to explain a famous Chazal. I'm trying to give a little bit of a hez on it, and why it is that not only are Umas Olam not as ro'i for Tayyar as Kaisel, but they have certain deficiencies. We'll see what he says, and I'll try to give it a little bit of a taich. Mer says, Pekam Hashem Yisin, Ibov Zerach, Mesei Lom, Yifim Arparon. My boy Bisei, my boy Biporon, what a Kashpoch wants our Poron, so Malamit Shasa Kashpoch with our Kaloilam, Lotse Kabla, Shaboy Sol Kibluha. We medish Oma Malamit Shasa Kashpoch with the Ace of Omla, Mertan Tekawa Satera, Vamuloi Maxibo, Omlamai Sirzach, Omloi, Kolbroch, Shay Say Ishvel Kabrotichia, Enon Roitzim Lakablo, Omlo Bay Shmoel, Roitzim at the Kabatera, Omloi Maxib Bay Lysignoi, Omloi Kolbroch, Shay Say Ishvuya Pere Odom Yadibakoyat Kolboy. And a Reitzel Kabla Adkan. So the first, the Chazal sounds as if the Goyim are a priori bad people. They want Ritzicha and they want Gneva, so that's why they don't want the Torah. Biru Bazeh, Dvarim Shemanu, that the mitzvahs of Torah not Shaykh through Masayla. But then next piece, Omnom, the Medrash Biyah. It's not just that they're lacking something, they have a certain tendency for the opposite of Torah. So he says the brachas that they were given, they weren't klolos. They were brachas. And the brachas applied to them, they were in line with what the tchunis hanefesh is. Now, I first want to, the nekuda I'm going to speak about is, he's saying it, I just want to be medayik it. They're called brachas in Chazal. Chazal weren't facetious. I mean, if we give somebody a brachas, it should be a rotzeach, or it should be a ganav, it would be hard for us to call it brachas. I mean, but Chazal did call it brachas. And he says they were. He says because Cain suffered a bechosam, the fish of Chanan. They got a bracha to feed what they're muchen. So what does it mean? In what sense are we calling these brachas? It's not a joke. Umashezah because the Esav Yishmael loyma ke'akum aheim nafshem noita lakotze. We call she noita chansav shakotura. So let's explain this point over here slowly. The mashmah sounds as if goyim have an innately wicked nature, and that's there are some goyim that are born to be roitzim, some goyim are born to be ganovim, and that's the tachanet tchuna. It's a steerer to what we understand as being pchira chavshis. It's very hard for us to understand that somebody's born to be a murderer, somebody's born to be a ganov. Maximum you have, like the Gemara says, by Klal Yisrael, it says, you know, he should become a Moyel, a Sheikhet, and so on, if he's born in Madam. So what does it mean, they have this Achona, and Esav Yishmoel, and then he explains, Ke'akoyim nafshem noita lakotze, v'chol shenoita achones nafshem akotze hura. So the moral here, in this sentence, is really, really... giving us a big mafteach and understanding a lot about Umas Olam, what the nekuda of why there's a certain potential of Ra and why and not. So first, let's understand this is a say that he does say in many places, but let's understand it in its aimic. Whenever you have any type of activity, any type of pu'ula, it has to be described not only in terms of what it is, but in terms of what it accomplishes. If a guy stands with an instrument that makes holes like this. So the person could be a redler in a matzah factory, and the person could be doing arts and crafts for bored little girls on a rainy day, and they make, I don't know, all sorts of designs with that. He could be doing a painting on the wall and artistically going up and down and making all sorts of holes. An activity in itself is not completely described till you don't have an understanding of where is it headed to. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's array of activities that he put into this world that are important activities that together make up the world physically, deeper, ruchnius, there are many, many types of activities, and each and every activity is important. Problems start when any one activity makes itself into a tachlis if it's not meant to be the tachlis. So if a person doesn't deher in it, the tachlis, in other words, if you have a person whose tachlis is whose abilities are X, but those abilities are not meant to be the tachlis, and he turns it into the tachlis, that becomes destructive automatically, and therefore therefore it becomes bad. In other words, there is a very few things in the Bria are bad be'etzem. Many things, when they become the tachlis, are bad. So for instance, let's say you have an ummah whose specialty is aesthetics. That's important. Aesthetics is a component of the world and has a makom in the world. But if and when it becomes it overrides everything else because the most important thing is to be aesthetically pleasing, that becomes churban. It's not a churban mitzad atzmai. It's a churban mitzad the fact that it claimed it b'chayre for itself. I once read so long ago, I can't remember, it was like in grade school, there was a very cute story of somebody whose father, this is talking about in the late 20s, whose father was, late 20s of last century, whose father was an aggressive stockbroker, see those musagim, I don't know how many people remember, ticker tape machine, and so on, and, you know, really kind of hard-driven, hard-nosed, you know, money is everything type of personality. And he was like a dreamy type of kid, and he sort of, his father's office was downstairs and the house was upstairs, and he was like, he was kind of very dreamy and interested in nice things and so on. And he once went down, and those days stock certificates actually were certificates. They had these nice big certificates, and each one had a big emblem of the company with a picture. They were aesthetically pleasing. It wasn't just a mark on somebody's computer. You actually owned a nice big piece of paper with a seal on it and a picture of a mining company and so on and so forth. It might be the entirety of what you owned, but you had something. It was a davar shel mamash. He went down and he liked it. So he didn't want to mess with his father, but whenever his father was around, the other people there, he would always buy the cheapest ones. And he hung it all over his room to adorn his room, and it was nice. It was October 1929. His father walks into his room, and he didn't recognize. His father was a devastated person. I used to mention that. His father was very bitter and mean, and he said, "Kid," he said, "you thought you're a smart kid, yeah? You thought, you know, I knew you were, you know, you were investing in stocks all along. Well, let me tell you something. All of these, the only thing they're good for is to hang on the wall." And he said, "Yes, I mean that I knew all along that I was aiming on that side, way before anybody else was aiming on that side." But he invested in stocks. They were both, you know, exactly the same pool. But the difference was, where is it going to? The difference between Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael is Umas HaOlam are parts, bits and pieces of the world. the ayin umois, it's a ribui, and each umma has in itself a specific strength of itself. And the Gemara, the Chazal, the Medrash list different languages that are useful for different things. One is useful for shir, one is useful for hesped, and so on. And each and every one has significance to it. As long as it sees itself in the context of supplying a certain nekuda to a bigger picture, then it's taif. That's not a problem. It's supposed to be that way. When that becomes an inyan bifnei atzmai, so the Maral's lashon is, and we'll see in a second the way the Rambam says it, the Maral's lashon is anything that's a kotzer, anything that becomes an end to itself, the word kotzer meaning an end, any midah that becomes an end to itself is bad. It's bad because that became the tachlis. So it's not the pshat umas olam have inherently bad midas, and that's why they're bad. That would be a problem with bechira. Just like we don't say a lion is bad because he eats porsche epsilach, if that is teva, that is teva. It's bad because they represent a katzer, and any time they try to become a dominant force, they become a problem. That's the problem with it. I wanted actually to say over the Rambam for us, come back to also the Rambam when he speaks about midas in Hilchos Deis, which is about midas, the Rambam outlines the important derech is what he calls the derech hayishara. When the Rambam says that midas shouldn't be too extreme, he doesn't mean to say he's not preaching a sort of lukewarm, a little like this, a little like this, like that. There are many reasons why it can't mean that. What the Rambam means is that haderech hayishara he mida beinis shebechol deya mideis vehi adeya shirichayka mishnei aktzavas richich shave, something which is equidistant from any of those ends. In other words, it's not seeing either or as a tachlis. It doesn't see aesthetics or asceticism as being an end to itself, but rather a tool that can be used one way or another. Ulefikach tzivu chacham eshayim she'odom som de'oisav tamid. A person, the word deyas narama means what we call midas. A person needs to use seichel and apply appropriate midas. Umeshayro isam, he weighs them, evaluates them. Mechaveno isam, directs them. Bederechem tzoyis the midrot, geisha shalem. And then he says, "Ulefisha Hashemois Ha'elu Shenikra b'mayoytein aderech habeninis shenachem lechespa nikras derech to derech Hashem." So the derech Hashem means that nekuda of which everything should be focused towards. Klal Yisrael's unique ability is to have all the pieces there. If you have a business, somebody's got to do research and development. Now, as far as the research and development person is going, he would like to have the entire budget for research and development. He thinks advertisement is garbage, chaval, it's no point in it, and sales. I mean, if you put more money into development, you'll come up with a better product. The person who's in marketing says, I could be selling water. If I know how to market it, if I have enough advertisement, I could sell holy water and it'll go. What's this research development? The product is what I advertise it, not what you've made it. The accountant says, well, if you don't figure out the tax correctly, then you're going to lose money. Whatever money you'll make is going to the government. Why don't you let me figure out all sorts of schemes, how to get out of taxes and so on. There's somebody that's standing there and saying, this is the amount of money and time should be allotted for X and for Y and for Z. All of these are just pieces, and no one piece can grab everything and run with it, or else it's destructive. So umes ha'olam in general, their problem is that they are ketzaveis. There's something a little more specific. He speaks about Esav and Yishmael, and he says let's read through what he says, another paragraph. I'm sorry?
What's destructive about it? aesthetics is most important, and food is perspective.
So aesthetics.
Why is that? It's just a.
Well, well, because any one meter in itself carried to an end, and we'll see in a second what we're talking about more specifically. Let's see the next piece, you'll have a better sense of the marshal for it, okay? He says like this, each one did get a bracha. וזהו מהשם יסיני בו וזאת מסי אלום והיפים האחרון כי השם יסבח רואו כי פעולוס התורה הם המדרך מהישורם. In other words, the derech ישורם means that which is the through road, the one that goes from A to Z. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu deemed Torah to be that derech. ראויים לאשר להם אחון המוצס והיא התכונה ישורם לא ילשר תכונה fine. Now he's going to explain something about Yishmol Esav Kashidu L'Chochme Emes. I want to explain this a little bit. The guy says he works through the Purim that you bring on Sukkot, out of 70 Purim, 35 are Yishmol, 35 are Esav. It says the Umos Olam are divided between Esav and Yishmol. It's also interesting that the 70 parim that we bring on Sukkot, Keneged Esav Yishmol, we get a very strange double message. Rashi says, on one hand it says that the kala, umos oylem akala, hoylech vekala, they go from, you know, they from the first day till the seventh day, it keeps getting less and less. On the other hand, Rashi says that they're miskaper through it. It's kala because Dumas don't get a kapara. It says, Veilon Dumas Oilon, they don't know what they lost at the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that it was mechap on them. So is it destroying them? Is it mechap? And why, of all the times and places, the 70 would find a kapara and so on? So let's go back to the first point. The Goyin says that you have Esav and Yishmael, 35-35. The Akadosh Baruch Hu's midos are many. But we can divide it into two major midas, in a sense that are much more sweeping than anything else. Just like when you have numbers, you can have many number systems, but everything can be boiled down to digital number system, where it has two values, zero or one, and everything else can be constructed. So it's kind of cumbersome. It's kind of long. But no problem. As long as you have two, then you can create anything. Black and white pictures are just yeses and noes. That's all they are. In a certain sense, colors also, but much more complex. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the world with a midah of giving, with a midah of there was no world and now there is a world. That's fundamental midah of Olam Chesed Yibana, the act of giving where there wasn't anything before. It says he saw the Shemayim when they're talking v'holchim. That world was about to create an infinite world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an infinite giver would mean an infinite world. The infinite world is not a good world for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Die. That's it. Stop. Midas Adin." So you have two midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are the fundamental midas of the world. And everything else, with the proper interplay, it's a more sophisticated version of an interplay of the two. But those are the two main midas. What does it look like if a person is bad with midas achesed? And again, we're talking midas achesed, we're abstracting it. It's without boundaries, unlimited, infinite. It means exactly like it says, no boundaries. A person doesn't have a sense of mine and yours. Yours is mine and mine is yours. Everything's everybody's. A person doesn't respect, doesn't have gvulis in terms of his tithes. The person doesn't have any rein on himself, no discipline. That, in other language, is called yerba kol v'yad kol bo. it's a bracha. When I say, you know, sometimes in Shidduchim there are a lot of code words, and people, clever people, try to say nice things, but to give you a hint about something about the person's person. So when you hear somebody, oh, this person is phenomenal, Bar Chesed. I mean, you can't have a tzar without her being there and being involved. Now, you know, sometimes that itself is a shtickle tzar. You know, you need to think twice, is that a chesed? Is this person such a chesed person? Or maybe there's a certain lack of ability to respect another person's dalaramas, another person's tchum. So the midah of chesed, in many ways, Yishmael is loose. Yishmael is an arayas. Arayas is where there's no gvulus in terms of kedusha, of ish and isha, of baal and ishto. The weapon of choice of Yishmael is reve kashos, shooting arrows. Arrows travel far. They're all over the place. They're, as opposed to the cherev of Esav, they are all over the place. Yishmael is Avram's son. It's Avram's son who doesn't have the kedusha of Avram, has the midas of Avram, without the avodah Avram had. That is something that starts with chesed. Chesed in the negative sense of not having boundaries, and it went from boundless goodness to just boundlessness. And boundlessness in itself, when it becomes an inyev ne'atzmoy, it's ra, it's bad. Even a child, if you give a child, if you give your, if for those who teach, if you give every student of yours 100 on every grade, in every test, always, you're not doing any good whatsoever, you're being machiv them. So that's chesed, that's boundless. Esav's attitude is, it's an offshoot of Yitzchak, it's a midah of, the only right you have for a dollar is when you earn a dollar, and that's it, and no quarter, and you know, you the fittest of the survival, and so on. That's called al harbachotichya, and that is bad, because at the end of the day, hina nechaholich lamus, because you can't survive if zero tolerance is the midah and the only midah. One mistake and you're gone, then you can't possibly ever survive. Not sure I have to survive. So Esav becomes what we call rishis. It's not a midas adin that's meant to reign in chesed and to give it and to allow it to function. It becomes ra l'shem ra. It becomes discipline l'shem discipline, and that becomes ra also. So the two, sorry? Well, Ritzicha means the first of all, A, it's al charb chotichya, and secondly, the koyach of cherev, the koyach of metal, is seen yikav adin sahar. In other words, it's something which cuts something, and you know, down to the bone. That's sort of where cherev comes in. But there's no mokum. Chiyus needs chesed, and if there's no chesed, there's no hemshach of chiyus. So. Esav's midah is destructive and in itself, and both of them are a churban, but they are b'chasai, they're brachas. Let's give an example. Let's give a simple example. A person owns, I think, a casino, and he needs to employ somebody to advertise and bring people in. He also needs to employ a bouncer to get the people out, or not to let people in. Each one of these are very important tafkidim. Don't quote me that casinos are important, but if you have a casino, you need somebody to bring people in, somebody to get people out, or not to let them in. If one of or the other, so when I say, you're a great bouncer, you're strong, you're not nispoil, you know, and this, that, and everything, they're great. Yes, it's a bracha if the person is directed by something outside of itself. But when those tchunas become tchunas that direct something, that becomes a churban. And the same thing with the person who wants to go by the end, but doesn't have a way to set gurim and so on, that also becomes destructive. So he says, Eizeshmosh Shishkarech Katzecher, Kleimer, Elu Shtei Umas Akum, tunis nafsham neitem in emza kol echad lekotze echad lekachim imayin lekavas ha-Teira. Teira is directing things by seichel. In other words, Teira is no activity. It's the activity of deciding each and every one of them what it is. There's an Igeres of the Chazanish. It's in the third chelak. It's a new chelak that's printed. A marvelous Igeres. He writes. It's not obviously. It doesn't say they don't say who he's writing to. But the context is there were Kanoim in Yerushalayim or Mnebak very upset about something that was happening. And they asked him to join in protesting something. So he writes that, just sort of paraphrasing, that the heart of everybody who is a Yoel Kim is set on fire and disturbed by this and feels like you do and swept along with those same emotions, so on and so forth. But for somebody like myself, who's learned Torah through such, who's misegeh and Torah through such unspeakable yisurim as I've done, is not free to make those decisions based on emotions, and he must make the decisions based on the pelas haseichel vadas, and seichel das does not permit me to participate in the Indian that you want to say. In other words, Torah is this making the decisions based on a certain emes that's above the emotions also, whether it's the emotion of giving or the emotion of withholding. Both of those emotions should be directed by something higher than that, and that's Seichel, which is translated to Torah in the world of Ruchnius. So he says, and that's why they couldn't accept the Torah. They said, we're Chav Chotichya people, we're Yad Bakol people. That's who we are. We're not thinking people who can sometimes be Chav Chotichya and sometimes be Yad Bakol. So he's speaking about Chesed and Din, that's what he's referring to, and each one is noted to a specific angle that's not good. Omnom, b'gemar la'omru, rak sh'loi rotza l'kablo. The Torah says they didn't want to, the Chazal said they didn't want to be kablo, v'akavana b'zeh. Kein roi lema teir v'amitzvist, shem apulos v'maisim aloikim. She'ein nafshu muchan l'zeh, kim yisom sa'at nafshu aloikim. Umas olam are not muchan for Torah, because each one is muchan for what he's particularly cut out for, which is a certain tchuna. But the ability to stand above it and to sort of say, this is right in this case, this is right in this case, this is wrong in this case, this is wrong in this case, that they're not shaykh to. So the Maral says what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Mr. Olam and asked him Kal Torah, and each Umas said, no, we can't because of this, because of that. Now it means it's a way of expressing that Torah is a miyuchad for Klal Yisrael, because only Klal Yisrael has the tchuna of imposing seichel and das on their activities. V'u'asim ha'shom v'chazal atem kruyim odom ve'in akum kruyim odom. U'bir z'inyan zeh sh'ahev lam yuchal sh'bein ha'odom ve'in sh'arba l'chayim ma'sha odom yesh lo nefesh aloikis. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this inyan of kruyim odom. Odom is the one that is kailal the entire bria in himself. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu took offer from all the ktzavos of the world, and he incorporated into Adam. So Adam's bria. If you ask ourselves what is Adam, it says Kadosh Baruch Hu put it down in this world. Redu ha'aretz v'kifshuha. In other words, Adam to the world is what seichel is to a person, what Torah is to mitzvahs. In other words, the central nekuda that is supposed to be directing the CEO, so to speak, in the sense that Adam has in himself the entirety of the world, that's he took offer from all pinos, and Adam has in himself the ability to be kovish everything. Every Baal Chai has its own corner. A polar bear does marvelously well in Alaska until they change the weather in Alaska, but right now he does okay. And an elephant does okay in Africa. And there's no Baal Chai that can live anywhere in the world and be mistaken with anything, because he can figure out how to eat different stuff, how to make things out of different stuff, and so on and so forth. Adam has the ability to be coiled in Tibri and to be shelled in it. That's Tzuris Adam. So he says, Lachena Kriya. So Adam is called Adam. There's many other nyanim about Adam. I once read, I've read it actually in a few places since, that anatomically, on Adam's surah on the physical level is very balanced in terms of the proportions. They follow along what's called the golden mean in geometry. I mean, a sort of diagram with many explaining a lot of things. The arms outstretched to the rest of the body. The a lot of different measures. I can't double check, but Adam's tchuna is the tchuna of balance. I want to explain something else also. The koach habechira starts with the ability to have a few courses of action at your disposal. A person who is, the more a person has a tchunas hanefesh, the less bechira really has. A person who is an extremely volatile person, I mean, everyone has some bechira as a person, but the bechira becomes less and less as his basic personality is more fixed on a specific mahalach. Bechira requires that the person be kind of free-floating so that the seichel can make that decision. So, Kaiser is called Adam because that specific Nikud of Adam is unique to Kaiser. So what about Gerim? I mean, we're talking here about basic Tchunis HaNefesh. So he says, Ve'ezek HaShaklal, Kimi Acha Shebol Izgaya, Hine Esha Tchunis Shailas. What set him to become a Jew? It's because something about the nature of Klal Yisrael attracted him, so it must be that he has it in himself. That's one thing, that one answer he gives. Ve'kashen Izgaya Nase Tofel Uma Yisraelis. Very Kamoya. Secondly, a person has a personality not only as an individual but as part of a nation. So when a person becomes part of Klal Yisrael, that becomes part of his tchuna. I'm not sure. I think he means just I'm starved at mitzias. It's like the muscle. Let's say I'm part of a group that's very moderate. So even if my sheet is more kitzionistic, if as long as I made a decision, I'm going along with the group. I guess that's part of the attitude. I don't know. I'm not. The imkos are amru kashim gerim li yisrael kmoi sapachas. Ka sapachas mizga ina toiv u mekalkul abosa sheish ba mezik toiv. Now, I want to add one more nekuda that's sort of hidden in the background here, but it's too hard not to add it over here. The Maral named his svarim not by chance, but in Gvuras Hashem he brings the Chazal to the Chashem Agdula Vagvur of the Paris Vayitzvah Hoyd. Each and every one of these is connected to Yontif, and he named this farm appropriately. Gedula Shabbos, he said he wrote a sefer on Shabbos called Sefer Gedula. We don't have it. Gevura is Pesach, he says Mitzrayim, he wrote a sefer on that. Teferis is Matan Torah, he wrote a sefer on that. Netzach is in Yonah Beis HaMikdash, he wrote a sefer on that. Hoyd, he says he wrote on Sukkot, we don't have that unfortunately either, and so on. Fine. The one that he has on Shavuos, on Matan Torah, is called Teferis Yisrael. It's a third of those of a triad of midas. So we have two midos, the mida of Yishmael and the mida of Esav, are those two midos, the mida of Chesed, Hashem Agdullah, and the mida of Gvura, the mida of giving, In other words, it's sort of being mashpia without kavulus, just yesh me'ayin and all of the chesed yibana, and the midah of reining in, restricting, discipline, etc. The midah of control is called teferis, and let's explain why. There are many, many explanations are given. The simplest one is that the midah of chesed, of being borei things, of creating things, of bimashpia, doesn't require anything else but that. The same thing is true with the midah of gvura. Teferis, beauty is always an interplay of elements. Beauty is not, well, if this person is at six, if a bachur who's 6 foot tall is considered to be handsome, imagine if he'd be 8.5 foot tall. The world couldn't stand before his beauty. He would be the pe'era enoshus. He's not the pe'era enoshus. He's a lo'leinu. It's not 8.5 feet. It's not a good midah. A person. I remember somebody once came. There was a yid in Yisrael, a pesik of Shalom Eisen. Shalom Eisen lived in Bat Ungarn. I must have been lived for 20 years or 25 years ago, a while back. He was a big pesik on Lov Vesegim. He was a star in Meiro, but Lov Vesegim was his specialty. And it'd be long lines down there, Sharon, for Shalom Eisen. He also was kind of sharp-witted. He was a Shalmi, really a Shalmi. So a friend of mine is sitting in line. In front of him is a big Gerich Hasid, the jumbo size Gerich Sidim, big and heavy. And he has a lulav this big. And he asked Reb Shalom Eisen on it. Reb Shalom measured the lulav. It has a chazanish, it's sheer, it's faith, it's good. But like sometimes a miss. He said, Herzog the Yinger man. He says, listen. He says, it's kosher 100%. But a lulav's got to have some proportion to it, he said. You need a lulav at least three times that size. Just stuff on proportion. A lulav stuff on proportion. The midah of teferis requires an interplay of elements. So it's the first midah. There are other, many other nekudas, how you can align. In other words, the midah that looks at other midahs and is shekel in, one against the other and comes up with proportions, that's the midah of teferis. The Torah is shekel keneged kulam in the sense that When is Vatach Kamocha, and when does a person take a 30-year-old son and give a misa? Both are included in Torah. Every single element of activity possibly is included, and is mechayev, and has a makom and a zman and a circumstance that it has its place. Torah is to put things into their place, and it gives an entirely different surah to Avodas Hashem if you have that midah as opposed to you doing anything special. One of the things Dol Yisrael are very uncomfortable with, let's say religious Zionism, was that one mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael seemed to have been blown out of proportion. There was a mice in Tells. Somebody, because Shmir Shabbos was weak, somebody wanted to found a Shabbos group where they would focus on being Marbet Shabbos and talking about Shabbos and Mefitz and Yonim, work on Shabbos. Tells the Rav didn't see it, Ayin Tov. He said, yes, you have to deal with things that are problems, obviously, and give it a lot of attention. But to be miyasid on a time movement on any one Inyan, no matter how harsh, you'll always end up with a distortion. Because Torah requires decisions, and that sometimes one of the things, listen, Shiva Tishba, I spoke about Reb Chaim Moiser. Reb Chaim Moiser was a dogma of the Teferis of Torah. He was the Isha Torah of Europe. He was the giant of European Jewry. There was no one. I mean, he was recognized by everyone as being Lamaila. His last two activities, he died with the beginning of World War II. He died of cancer, and he went down with the ship. There were two things that he was Isaac in, two public in, he was Isaac in, One of them was the last letter he wrote, one was next to the last letter. There was a gzera on shechita in Poland. And it was with common tzaris that they got a heter for a little bit shechita or whatever. So they didn't used to use hind quarters in Poland because they're very difficult to be menacher, and it's a midas chesidus to be not so. Even though halachically there's a world of nikur, they you know there are plenty of goyim around and they sold the goyim. That was that. So Reb Chaim Moshe held that there's not enough meat to go around. It's a midas chesidus ba'alma. I mean, alpi din there's a world of nikur and it's meant to be menukur and so on and so forth. It's a chumra d'asa they kula and d'asa they put nefesh, and he wrote to the gdola admirim twisting their arms that they have to get together and be matirit, and he wrote to every single rebbe, and you know imamish would have very very strongly. In Switzerland there was a takana you couldn't shecht and still is, you couldn't shecht the animal unless you stunned it. As long as Switzerland was a little country and they were getting the meat from Eastern Europe, it wasn't much of a problem. With the beginning of the war, there was a problem, and they asked him to be matter stunning animals. And he said, he wrote a letter, it's his last letter, I think, that he wrote. He said, Klal Yisrael is an old and hoary nation of gray hair and frail, but nitzchistik. And it's a tough time, but you have to be mischazik, you can't be matter if it's a safik deraisa, and you hold on strong, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will help. Those are two inyanim that is, he breathed out his last on those two inyanim. He put his neshama into saving the yeshivas. His last year of his life was gathering all the yeshivas into Vilna, and then the Mir Yeshiva and many more went off to Shanghai and so on and so forth, because this is Klal Yisrael's hope. He never turned down the most fry people that came to him for help. He called in the head of the local what would pass off today as the Labor Party in Israel, the local socialist Zionist group, before Pesach, and he said, here's money, make sure that all the students, all the Jewish students, have matzah stuff for Pesach. That's Koyach of Torah. In other words, that it's possible to be koilel all the protim and all the nekudos, because that anyone, Umas HaOlam have protim, Shvatim have protim. There's one, Klal Yisrael amongst Umas and Moshe Rabbeinu that Shokol Kenega Klal Yisrael, that are able to be koilel all nekudos and give each one its due. So that's what he says over here. Klal Yisrael is the only one that's worthy to be, because they have that tchuna, and every chelik in the bria, when they will subordinate themselves to the judgment of Klal Yisrael, will be tov. Every chelik tov. The ra that comes out from Musoilom is because they can't paskin. They can't accept Torah. They don't have a way of paskining. They need that there should be a Klal Yisrael to direct each one in each crisis, and that's why only Klal Yisrael was worth God's Torah. I think it's probably not going to have another session before Shavuos, so we should hope we should recover Torah, and some of that Teferis of Yisrael should rub off on us. Should be zeichet to have some of that sense of Torah, that all inclusiveness, and that ability to rise above midas and to be done things with seichel and with das. I don't know what he does. To us, it captures the essence of Chayes. In other words, it's like we
lead them somehow.
What?
He leads them. He's a leader.
I don't know if a leader is, but for us, it's to elude the essential Chayes. it captures, it's just sometimes you take somebody, you say, dugma. This is a dugma of a sigaret chai. It's not the strongest sigaret, but somehow this is sort of, it captures the entirety of it. That's what I understand.
What a chai is. It doesn't have to be a leader.
Right, exactly.
That's good.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Very good.
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 Very good.